Our next item is an ordinance to amend the Code of Sussex County, Chapter 115, Zoning, Article 21, Signs.
Mr. Chairman, let the record reflect that I'm recusing myself from participating in this ordinance discussion.
Duly noted. Thank you. Okay, on this one, as the commission may recall, I'll go back through a little bit of history. There was a working group that was established to deal with the sign issues, which followed a letter from the Board of Adjustment. That working group, as you know from the public hearing, met on several occasions. And following that working group, staff, with the direction of council, introduced an ordinance dealing with signs. That ordinance was advertised, and then there was a public hearing at the last Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. At that Planning and Zoning Commission meeting, the commission took testimony and heard from a lot of people about the sign issue. And there was also an alternate ordinance that was presented during that public hearing. And there was a lot of feedback from the commission during the public hearing on which ordinance was better, and frankly, in more cases, different parts of which ordinance was better and was more workable for the county, and in many cases, was more of a reflection of what came out of the working group. With that in mind, staff took a look at both the alternate ordinance and the introduced ordinance. Also, there was input from individual commissioners. But what we've done and what I've handed out is a Planning and Zoning Commission version of the sign ordinance, which takes into account information presented during the public hearing, the introduced ordinance, the alternate ordinance, staff's recommendations, and then individual direction we got from following the hearing based on that. And so every member of the commission actually has received, and then I've handed out again this evening, copies of the Planning and Zoning Commission version of the ordinance, which for the record is a 19-page document, and it's line numbered and paginated. And what I would do is if this were to be acted favorably this evening, I would ask this ordinance be made part of the record and also be attached to the minutes so that it's clearly part of the record and goes up to planning and or to county council. I wanted to highlight some of the things that staff came up with and that were based on comments made during the public hearing. And so I'd like to do that real quick. There were several recommendations from legal staff, including that there should be the addition of a purpose statement, a substitution clause, a severability clause. There was a typographical error with regard to front yard setback versus rear yard setback, and there were two letter G's in section 115.161.1c, parentheses 1. We also found that there needed to be clarification and modification of the definition of sign face, and then how that was used later in the ordinance to distinguish what could or could not be installed on, particularly on-premises signs. From the hearing, you'll recall, there was discussion that ag preservation districts should be deleted from the definition of public lands because that affects separation distances between off-premises signs and those things that are considered public land. So they would no longer be separated from the signs. The introduced ordinance deleted the definition of electronic message display, and included in that deletion were definitions of dissolve, fade, frame, frame effect, scroll, transition, and travel. The alternate version kind of kept in electronic message display and electronic message center. What we did is put them both together to keep all that in there because those terms are actually defined elsewhere in the ordinance. The alternate version of the ordinance deleted the definition of animated signs. That was in the introduced ordinance, and frankly, staff, and we've heard from the public and also individual commissioners that animated signs, there's a concern about, you know, basically video showing on a sign across the board, so that was put back in. The introduced ordinance prohibited V signs. That was something that was never discussed at the working group, to my knowledge. And it was certainly never discussed as a concern or an issue at the public hearing, so that prohibition was deleted. The introduced ordinance prohibited more than one sign per parcel. That really wasn't a concern of the working group, and it was not really a concern that was stated during the public hearing. so that prohibition was deleted. The introduced ordinance prohibited electronic message displays as part of on-premises signs without a special use exception. Staff looked at that and thought that that's a real difference from what we currently do. It wasn't something discussed by the working group. And frankly, it would probably overburden the Board of Adjustment to have it go through the Board of Adjustment for every time somebody wanted to put an electronic message display or electronic message center on their on-premises sign. Staff wanted to maintain the 150-square-foot maximum size for wall signs. The two ordinances sort of were a little bit different on that. One thing staff wanted to do was eliminate what's currently in our code, which was a 15% calculation. They wanted a flat figure just because it made it much easier to interpret and enforce. The introduced ordinance required a 1,000-foot separation distance between any two off-premises signs. Currently, we only have 300 feet. The working group and the alternate ordinance that was presented during the public hearing talked about 500 feet of separation for between off-premises signs, and that seemed to be the consensus at the public hearing. The alternate ordinance, based upon the working group, suggested that it's appropriate to distinguish between two-lane roads and four-lane roads, the major distinction being that on a two-lane road, the maximum off-premises sign size is 300 square feet, and on a road greater than two lanes, the maximum size was 600 square feet. That came straight from the working group, and I believe that during the public hearing that was talked about, and certainly staff has no objection to that. There was no definition of ground level in the introduced ordinance or in the code currently. Staff recognized that that's something that needed to be defined because you can't figure out height until you know the ground, so there's a good definition in the alternate ordinance for that that was included. We made it more clear in the ordinance that you have this evening that off-premises signs shall only have one sign face per side, eliminate stack signs and side-by-side signs. The ordinance as introduced states that, the ordinance that was introduced is modified to state that no variance should be permitted from the sign regulations except in limited situations involving the reconstruction or replacement of non-conforming off-premises signs, and including when two or more non-conforming signs are to be replaced with one electronic message center. The thought behind that being that you can take two non-conforming signs and reduce the non-conformity by having one electronic message center. We recently recognized that there was needed some clarity with regard to when political signs could be up, and we looked at various different jurisdictions, how they dealt with that. So while we're doing all the rest of this, we picked that up. It doesn't change the time periods. It just makes it clear which time periods we're talking about, which elections we're talking about. Based on the information that was given during the public hearing at Planning and Zoning, you recall in the alternate ordinance, brightness displays were, there were two different proposals, including the introduced ordinance is one way, and then the alternate ordinance talked about two different ways. From the record, we heard pretty clearly, at least at the Planning and Zoning level, that foot candles should be used as the measurement for brightness because that was the easiest way to do it and the most cost-effective way for staff to do that. As I mentioned, the introduced ordinance requires a special use exception for on-premise electronic message displays. Again, we did away with that because of the Board of Adjustment issues. There's a requirement that electronic message displays should be prohibited in the AR, GR, MR, UR, and HR district. And what staff looked at is, it probably is appropriate to expand that a little bit. If you apply for a conditional use for a business, and as part of that conditional use, it's appropriate to have an electronic message display, since you can have a sign as part of that conditional use, it may be appropriate to also have an electronic message display if approved as part of that conditional use. The alternate ordinance created two separate standards for operation of electronic message displays. Staff looked at that and felt that really, they both should be the same. If there's a distinction between on and off for electronic message displays, it just creates some difficulties in enforcement. The other thing was we felt like on the on-premises side, certain amounts of animation were permitted. That just created such a gray area that it would be difficult to say what's permitted and what crosses the line into, full-blown motion or videos almost. There was a requirement in the introduced ordinance that off-premises electronic message displays, and I'm saying electronic message displays, that term's interchangeable with all electronic message centers. But anyway, in the introduced ordinance, that they must go static after sunset. And there was Mr. Sharp did a very good job of outlining when sunset was in the proposed ordinance, but we didn't really hear that was a concern. We heard, frankly, that it shouldn't be in the ordinance during the public hearing, and I've heard since then from individuals that that's just not a real concern, particularly because we really narrowed in the introduced ordinance on how you can operate electronic message display in terms of brightness and other things that are really quantifiable. So that issue of it going static after sunset really wasn't necessary anymore. Getting back to the non-conforming signs, what we did is really didn't take the language from either the introduced ordinance or the alternate ordinance. There's already a provision in the county code for what you can do with a non-conforming structure. If it falls down or blows down or gets rained out or whatever, you've got a year to replace it. We just said, well, we shouldn't have multiple standards for different kinds of structures. A sign to structure will use the same thing. So we just restated that standard in the sign ordinance. What we've added, though, is if you're going to voluntarily replace a non-conforming sign, the only variances you can get are for setbacks and separation distances. And only as part of that process, you have to show that the overall nonconformity is reduced with regard to the sign. And again, the nonconforming sign can be converted to an electronic message center only if it replaces two nonconforming signs. And so with those changes, that's the motion, or excuse me, that's the ordinance that you all have before you based on all the input from the public, the work group, the introduced ordinance, the alternate ordinance, staff, and everybody else who's had a say in all of this.
Very good. Thank you. Any comments from the commissioner?
Mr. Chairman, I think we recognized by the time the end of the public hearing occurred 2 weeks ago that there were some good things in the introduced ordinance and there were some good things in the alternate ordinance. And there was maybe one or two items that were just overlooked. And so I applaud the effort by staff and legal counsel to commingle the best out of both versions and to go ahead and shave the rust off those areas that needed to be shined up a little bit. So I want to thank you, Mr. Robertson, and Mr. Lank, and Ms. Cornwell, and Daniel, for the hard work that you did and to make us look good in presenting such a refined ordinance. So I think what we're presenting is something that is much more polished and hopefully much more acceptable to the council and to the public.
I know. Thank you, Mr. Ross. I appreciate those kind words. And I just want to point out that Mr. Sharp and Mr. Gilbronson were also involved in that, certainly in drafting the original ordinance, but also, on the staff side of it, asking, okay, where did this come from or what's a different alternative or was there a reason it should be the alternate versus the introduced? So it was a team effort, including the people that you named. So.
Any other comments?
Hearing no other comments, Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend adoption of an ordinance to amend the Code of Sussex County, Chapter 115, Zoning, Article 21, Signs, which is referenced in this motion as the sign ordinance with certain suggested modifications, also known as the commission version. This recommendation is based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, it is evident that the current sign ordinance needs to be updated. A thorough review of the sign ordinance was requested by the Sussex County Board of Adjustment based upon several measures set forth in a letter to County Council. Two, at the direction of County Council, a working group was organized to receive input about issues to be addressed in the sign ordinance. That group made a comprehensive review of the current sign requirements in the zoning code and made recommendations for various revisions. Three, there is a need to address certain factors within the code concerning signs. As agreed by the working group, greater distances between off-premise signs is an appropriate revision. Also, it is appropriate to regulate the size of these signs between two-lane and four-lane roads, as suggested in the working group and the Board of Adjustments letter to Council. Four, it is also appropriate to clarify the use and operation of electronic message displays, including light output. Five, during the public hearing, an alternate ordinance was put forth that agreed with some but not all of the recommended changes that were in the ordinance introduced by County Council. This alternate ordinance also incorporated many but not all of the suggestions of the working group. Six, it is appropriate to modify the sign ordinance to protect the health, safety, welfare, and even the overall appearance of Sussex County while protecting the interests of businesses and economic development of the county. Seven, there is currently a moratorium in place which prohibits the acceptance of any applications for off-premises signs. It is important to act on this matter with appropriate revisions so that the moratorium can be lifted. Eight, in order to provide County Council with as much guidance as possible, this motion offers a commission version of a modified sign ordinance which combines portions of the introduced ordinance, the alternate ordinance, and takes into account information digested as a result of the public hearing on May 12, 2016. Nine, this recommendation for adoption of the commission modified version of the introduced ordinance includes the following recommendations, which are incorporated into the commission's modified version of the sign ordinance. A, per the recommendation of legal staff, the following corrections or additions to the ordinance should be made. One, a purpose statement should be added. Two, a substitution clause should be added. Three, a severability clause should be added. Four, a correction to section 115-159.5.B1 should be made to correct the reference to a rear yard setback. Five, correcting two G's in section 115-161.1.C.1. B, in the introduced ordinance, there is a modification of the definition of sign face and multi-face signs. Instead, it should be clarified that off-premises signs shall not have more than one sign face per structure. It is important for more than one face to exist on-premises signs, which is what currently exists in many pylon signs for businesses and shopping centers. C, agricultural preservation districts should be deleted from the definition of public lands for purposes of separation distances from off-premises signs. D, the introduced ordinance deleted the definition of electronic message display, including the definitions of dissolve, fade, frame, frame effect, and scroll, transition, and travel, which are terms that remain elsewhere in the ordinance. These definitions should be added back into the sign ordinance. E, the alternate version of the ordinance deleted the definition of animated signs. It is not appropriate to have animation on either off-premise or on-premise signs, so there should be a blanket prohibition on animated signs. F, the introduced ordinance prohibited V signs. This was not a concern of the working group, and there was no real concern stated in the record for V sign regulation. This prohibition of V signs should be deleted. G, the introduced ordinance prohibited more than one sign per parcel. This was not a stated concern of the working group, and there also was no real concern stated about this during the hearing. And there may be circumstances where more than one sign is appropriate on a parcel that fronts on two roads. This prohibition should be eliminated. H, the introduced ordinance prohibited electronic message displays as part of an on-premise sign. This is not a reasonable prohibition, and businesses should be allowed to have electronic message displays with appropriate regulations to advertise their businesses as part of an on-premise sign. I, it is appropriate to maintain 150 square foot maximum size for wall signs. Currently, the ordinance allows 150 square feet or 15% of the overall size of the entire wall. A flat numerical limit will be more uniform to interpret and enforce. J, the introduced ordinance required a 1,000-foot separation distance between any two off-premise signs. The current ordinance only requires 300 feet of separation distance, and everyone seems to agree the greater separation is necessary. 500 feet of separation is an appropriate separation distance for all roads. K, the alternate ordinance following the discussion of the working group suggested that it may be appropriate to distinguish between two-lane roads and larger, busier four-lane roads. This is an appropriate modification and was a suggestion made by the Board of Adjustments in their letter to County Council that should be made a part of the introduced ordinance. The introduced ordinance should be modified to only permit 300 square foot off-premise signs on two-lane roads and 600 square foot off-premise signs on roads greater than two lanes. L, there's currently no definition of ground level for purposes of measuring a sign's height.
the alternate ordinance proposed a definition of this term that should be added into the ordinance. M, it should be clear that off-premise signs shall only have one sign face per side. This would eliminate stacked signs and side-by-side signs on a single billboard structure. N, the ordinance should be modified to state that no variances should be permitted from the sign regulations except in limited situations involving the reconstruction or replacement of non-conforming off-premise signs when two or more non-conforming signs are to be replaced with one electronic message center, which results in an overall non-conformity reduction. O, while the county is addressing signs, the requirements governing the timing of political signs should be clarified. P, based on the information contained in the record, foot candles should be used as a measurement of brightness as set forth in the alternate ordinance presented during the public hearing. Q, the introduced ordinance contains a requirement of a special use exemption for on-premise electric message displays. There is no basis for these, and it would be an overburden to the Board of Adjustment with unnecessary applications for these signs. R, electronic message displays should be prohibited in the AR, GR, MR, UR, and HR districts unless specifically approved as part of a conditional use where appropriate. If a location is deemed appropriate for a business as part of a conditional use, it may also be appropriate for an electronic message display as part of the conditional use. S, the alternate ordinance created two separate standards of operation for electronic message displays. In it, on-premise electronic message displays are allowed greater movement, changing displays than off-premise signs. Both should be the same with messages that can only change every 10 seconds. T, the requirement of off-premise electronic message displays going static after sunset should be deleted. With appropriate regulations and enforcement, the signs should be allowed to operate normally at night. U, the provisions governing non-conforming signs should be modified to reflect the requirements of the introduced ordinance and state that only variance for setbacks and separation distances shall be permitted and only if the applicant shows that the overall nonconformity is reduced. Also, no nonconforming sign can be converted to an electronic message center unless it replaces two nonconforming signs. This will promote a reduction in the number of nonconforming signs. V, the modified ordinance incorporating these changes should be adopted by County Council.
Can I make one comment, one recommended change?
Sure.
H, it said the introduced ordinance prohibited electronic message displays as part of an on-premises sign. I'd like to just insert the phrase there, and if the record could reflect it, without a special use exception. You could get it if you went to the Board of Adjustment. So that first sentence on H should have said, the introduced ordinance prohibited electronic message displays as part of an on-premises sign without a special use exception.
I accept that as a friendly amendment.
I'll second that motion. It's moved and seconded to recommend adoption of an ordinance to amend the Code of Sussex County, Chapter 115, Zoning, Article 21, Signs, which was referred to in the motion as the sign ordinance with suggested modifications and subject to the stipulations and conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.